Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
You can host the best backyard barbecue when you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside. Repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Welcome to Getting Real with the Housewives, a Housewives podcast from right here at Us Weekly, where we break down all your latest Housewives news, give you exclusive interviews with your favorite ladies, and dish the dirt on all things Real Housewives related. I'm your host, Christina Garibaldi. This week, we sit down with Real Housewives of Dubai star Sara Al-Madani, who reveals where she stands with Caroline Brooks, how her relationship has changed with Chanel Ayan, and teases the big upcoming reunion. I am absolutely loving this season of Dubai. How has this show changed your life in just the few months that it has been on?
So basically at the beginning, when we wrapped it up and everything was over, I was like, you know, what did I get myself into? But then, you know, you realize the show opens you up to a reality about yourself, which is it's okay to be a good person, but you need to stand up for yourself. And if you don't, you're betraying yourself. Mm-hmm. But I think the show taught me that you can be a good person, yet fight for yourself, and you can still remain a good person because you're just, you know, fighting for yourself. So it's just a reality wake up call for me. And I cannot deny the journey. I cannot deny the growth, the learning, the experience, the adventure that this show takes you on. It's a beautiful experience.
Definitely. Obviously, you can't see everything that people say about you in confessionals and things like that. So watching back the show, what has surprised you the most?
Oh my God, watching the confessionals was the shock of my life because, and this is where me and some cast members were naive. Yeah. Me and Nina, Ayan and Lisa, especially Ayan, Chanel used to tell us, listen, don't go hard on me in confessionals. My son watches it. I don't want him to be traumatized. He's very emotional and sensitive. So me and Nina were like, sure. And we kept our promise because what we say matches our actions. You know, we honor our words. But then when we watched the confessionals and she's like, I never said anything bad about you guys. We're like, wait, hold on. were we just thrown under the bus? I mean, yes, I wish there were moments where we understood that some people just are dying to be heard and to be famous, that they're willing to step on anyone else. Mm-hmm. While me and Nina, you know, like most of the cast, they don't care. We don't care about any fame that comes out of this. Yes, of course, it's part of it. Mm-hmm. But I'm never going to step on another woman or pull her down just so I can be heard. No way. There's enough for everyone.
Mm-hmm. Who would you say out of all the women has changed the most then since the show started airing?
Nina became stronger as a person. Caroline Brooks became one of our good friends. So she evolved and she overcame the influence of being a negative person that was done by others. And she unchained herself and she's just a great friend.
But I mean, I'm sure that's going to be interesting for people to hear after watching such the intense fight that the two of you had over the course of the last few episodes. I mean, watching back, you know, what happened is, do you have any regrets about what you said to her in that moment about her son?
To be honest, I don't have any regrets because the conversation, as you can see when it started, I said, can I say something? I asked for permission and I told her, I don't know anything about your kid and you. Like, I obviously don't know about your relationship, which means don't take what I say as me telling you how to be a mom. Mm-hmm. I was just telling her, be better, you know, be more, you know, I'm not a yes friend. I'm mm-hmm. a friend that's going to tell you what you need to hear, not what you want to hear. Yeah. I'm a friend that's going to celebrate your highs and be there for you for your lows. So I believe true friendship is not just sitting and gossiping, talking about boys or what am I buying next. It's also about self-growth and telling each other how to be better people. That's mm-hmm. it. So it was more of an advice for her from a loving place. And when I told her, you need to be close with your son, not to your son, because boarding school is far. So be close with your son. So that's all I meant. I did not mean it in any way that was like demeaning the way she raises him. I never seen them together to have a judgment. Mm-hmm. And when I was telling her, you should go tuck him in, it's because when they said goodbye to each other, she looked at him with like this puppy face. I felt like maybe she wants to go upstairs with her son, but she has guests. Yeah. So I said, maybe you should go tuck him in. And you know, us, we're okay. Don't worry about it. Yeah. It was all from a loving place. It was never intended to show her how to raise her kid, you know?
Right.
But yeah, I mean, she was told a lot of negative things about me. I was told a lot of negative things about her from Lisa and Ayan. So my only regret is I wish I never listened to them, and I've given her a chance so we can be real friends like we are right now.
Yeah. Watching it back on Caroline's viewpoint, did she ever apologize? Because she said over and over again that you said that she needed to be more affectionate with her son, which you didn't.
Did you hear that?
Yeah, no, which you didn't say. Did she ever apologize for saying
she did. I apologized and she apologized because, you know, maybe what I said sounded bad to her. And plus, like, she drank a little bit that day and her friends were like going at her a lot. Mm-hmm. So maybe she felt attacked.
Yeah.
Because at the beginning of the conversation, we were not fighting. She was talking and giving and taking in a very mature form. But when her friend kind of like said, you're cold-hearted, you don't treat that, you don't do that. So I felt that ticked her off. And then she started screaming at everybody.
Right. Yeah. It was clearly a hit a nerve, I guess. Right.
Yes.
Yeah. Did you, because I watched tonight's episode, do you feel that apology, obviously you guys are friends now, but did you feel in that moment that apology was sincere?
Yes, because as a person, I believe that, you know, give people chances. Mm-hmm. And plus, like, I've been told so many things about her from the other girls, like Lisa and Ayan. What if she's been told things? Let me get to know her better. I believe in giving chances. I don't believe in cutting people off right away. So I believe that, you know, she didn't mean it.
Right. What was your relationship like with Lisa and Ayan before the show? And what's your relationship like with the two of them now?
I mean, with Lisa and for Ayan, I was like a shoulder for her to cry on. I was a person she called for advice. I was a person she called for business advice, for life advice. I've done so much for Ayan. Like, I was always by her side and I got her back. So I felt like we were building a friendship. And Lisa's just with Ayan. Like, for me and Lisa, our energies don't match, which is okay. You don't have to be best friends with everyone you meet. It's not normal. Some people are not just on the same energy as you, which is okay. Mm-hmm. But so I didn't have any expectations from Lisa. I did from Ayan. And then when I watched the show, I was like, hold on. That's insane. I'm not preachy. You call me, you have a demand and I supply you. Mm-hmm. Why don't I advise Nina or Lisa on the shows? Because they never came up to me for advice. You did. Brooks did. So I was shocked. And especially what shocked me the most is the part where I told her when we were sitting in the hotel room, I told her it's never too late to be like me. Mm-hmm. And she went on the press and the news and she's like, I can't believe Sara's so full of herself. I'm like, hold on, Ayan, you attended my speeches throughout the whole day and you came up to me and I was busy between speeches. And you told me you love the way I speak and you wish you could be like me one day, but it's too late. But I didn't have time to respond back then. So when I went upstairs to the room, I was addressing that. I was like, mm-hmm. It's never too late to be like me. Tell yourself something and you'll be it. But for her to take that story and to like victimize herself, I mean, we've all been through traumas in life, but that's not an excuse for us to treat people in any bad way or behave in any certain way, because maturity is figuring out what your issues are and solving them and helping yourself. It's not treating people badly and saying, hey, I've been traumatized, you know?
Has she apologized for anything that she has said in the confessionals or doing anything like that? And do you expect that from her?
I mean, she did briefly. Like, I didn't mean it. I don't remember saying it. But I mean, it's fine. It's okay. I don't care, you know? It just, you know, people reveal themselves, you know? And sometimes you realize, okay, you know, I've crossed a river while you wouldn't even cross a puddle for me. So I've done too much for you. And this is what I get in the end.
Will we see the fallout of this friendship kind of play out the rest of the season?
I mean, you will see so many ups and downs. You will see the reunion. You will see so many things. But in the end, like, what I will tell you, like, as a general advice for everyone out there, it's sometimes you can coexist with someone. It doesn't mean you have to be best friends with them or like accept them or accept their behavior. I'm not a yes friend. I'm a friend that's always going to uplift you, always going to tell you the truth. So, and if you don't like that, I'm not going to water myself down so you can like me.
Mm-hmm. What was it like filming your first reunion? What was your mindset going into it? And what was your mindset going out of it?
I mean, I was not nervous because I had nothing to hide. I've never said anything about anyone behind their back. Mm-hmm. There's no receipts or anything whatsoever. But it was just like what I was worried about, the capability of some of these girls to lie and make up stuff and defend it. And they're very hostile and aggressive. And my behavior, like, I'm very zen, you know, I'm meditating under a tree or something. I probably meditate now. But it was like a crazy experience, but I loved it. It was a good opportunity to address things, to be honest about things and to see how people react and own their mistakes. And I love it how some of the women, and they're my friends, they own their mistakes. Mm-hmm. But then you have two of them that will never own their mistakes.
Yes.
So you see a lot of that. Yeah.
Do you feel like there's almost like a caste divide between, you know, you, Nina, Brooks and Caroline Stanberry and Chanel and Lisa?
I don't feel like it's a caste divide. I feel like it's... everyone reaped the fruits of their seeds. You know what I mean? Like, everyone got revealed for the lies they did, for the unnecessary drama they created, for the lies, for the gossip. Everyone has been exposed. So in the end, I just want to thank Ayana and Lisa because they gave me the bestest friends I can ever ask for.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So yeah, and I'm very close with the girls. They're my ride or die.
Are you close with Caroline Stanberry as well?
Yeah, very. Caroline, yeah. Nina, and Caroline, yeah.
Yeah. What do you make of her wedding to Sergio? We saw it play out. It looked absolutely beautiful.
I love it. Look, Sergio is like a brother to me, and I know Sergio inside out. He is just the most innocent, soft-hearted person you've ever met. And I think him being like that, he is changing Caroline to be more open to showing her feelings because Caroline doesn't come from that background.
Yeah.
So I think Sergio is really making Caroline live the life and discover who she really is instead of who she was told to be.
Mm-hmm.
So I love their relationship. It just gives me so much joy to see them together.
Definitely. You think they're going to have a baby sometime soon?
Caroline wants it. So yeah. Let's see how it goes. I mean, I hope so. If not, there are so many ways to adopt or do so many things, but they want to try both of them.
Definitely. You know, Phaedra, who appeared on this season of Dubai, said that she would bring the ratings if she was a cast member full time. She said this in a different interview. What do you make of that?
I love her. I think, look, you cannot, us as like, we've been on the show for 25 minutes only, you know, these people have been there for like, they're legends, you know? Mm-hmm. And, you know, of course, if she comes on the show, she's going to give us ratings. Like, we cannot deny a legacy. I cannot just, you know, erase this woman's history and say she's nobody. No, she's amazing. She's funny. Brooks told me so much about her. I would love to meet her. Mm-hmm. And if she ever comes to our show, it'll be epic. We'll have so much fun with her in Dubai.
Definitely. Yeah. Before we wrap up, like I said, I have some of these housewives secrets.
Yeah.
So first question, who turns it on the most for the cameras?
Chanel and Lisa.
Hands down.
Yeah.
Who was always late to filming?
No one. We're very strict with timing.
Very prompt. I love that.
Yeah. I was once late, but I was stopped by the police for speeding. But yeah, and like, because I was missing out, but I wasn't that much above the speeding limit. It was a little bit. So yeah, it ended up being a chat and like getting to know each other, me and the police guy. Less of filming. Yeah. But no, very strict with timing.
Was there ever a moment that you wanted to shut down cameras?
Yes. In Brooks's house, because I felt like she was having a breakdown. Mm-hmm. And I just wanted to like hug her. I just wanted to take her aside, you know, help her some techniques to overcome like what's happening. But then the camera was rolling and the fighting between her friends was happening. And I was trying to stop it. And I was like, this is reality. This is reality. I cannot escape it, you know? So yeah, it was just that moment. I just wanted to be there for her in a different way. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Was it ever hard for you to kind of ignore the cameras? Did that take some getting used to?
I mean, the first two times it was very hard because you're like surrounded by 50 people. But then third day, it's like you forget the camera exists. Mm-hmm. It's like you go on normally. Yeah.
Were there any rules when it came to filming, especially filming in Dubai?
No, I mean, we as an Emirati and as the girls being like people, girls who are like, they live in Dubai, mm-hmm. they know the rules. They know what they're supposed to do and not to do. In the end, it's an entertainment show. So you can get away with the cussing and the bad words and all that because it's a TV show. Otherwise, in Dubai, you can't cuss anyone like that in the streets or anything like this. Mm-hmm. But they know exactly what they can and cannot do. And we just... whatever you see is exactly what the country is and how it is.
Yeah. Well, it's been beautiful and so much fun to watch. I'm loving this season and I can't wait to see the rest of it unfold. Sarah, thank you so much for your time.
It was an honor. Thank you.
Well, that's it for this week's episode of Getting Real with the Housewives. But if you want more Housewives news, head on over to usmagazine.com where we've got you covered.